Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org for Monday, July 21st, 2008. The Israeli army continued targeting the West Bank city of Nablus, kidnapping 30 civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Nablus on Monday at dawn and kidnapped about 30 civilians, among them a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council, Mona Mansour. Local sources reported that the Israeli army invaded the city with over 30 military vehicles, troops spread in several neighborhoods, and launched a kidnapping campaign against civilians and ransacked several houses. Moreover, the troops ransacked one of the students' dorms in the area and confiscated their computers. Also in Nablus, eyewitnesses stated an Israeli homemade shell was launched from nearby Israeli settlement at Orta village. The shell fell at the village entrance, causing no injuries among civilians. The Israeli army continued targeting the West Bank cities as it invaded the city of Hebron at midday Monday and ransacked a medical center in Yatta village. The Israeli troops attacked a number of doctors and patients in addition to damaging medical equipment. Moreover, the Israeli troops ransacked nearby houses, kidnapping two civilians. A group of Israeli settlers invaded Al-Nasara neighborhood in Hebron Old City at dawn on Monday for the second day in a row and threw stones at Palestinian houses. In the Old City of Jerusalem, Israeli troops attacked Palestinian vegetable sellers in the area and confiscated their products. Eyewitnesses reported that the Israeli troops attacked an old woman, which led to clashes between Palestinians and the Israeli army. The troops kidnapped a Palestinian youth, taking him to a nearby police station. In Jericho City, a number of military vehicles attacked a charitable institution and confiscated its computers, in addition to invading a nearby kindergarten and ransacking it. On a separate issue, the spokesperson of the Israeli government, Evi Bazner, accused Hamas for delaying prisoners' swap deal with Israel, confirming that Israel is working hard to release the Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, who was captured by several Palestinian resistance groups, including Hamas, 2 years ago. Hamas says the Israeli soldier will be released when Israel agrees to release Palestinian political prisoners. Israel holds at least 11,000 Palestinian political detainees. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. Their support has been brought to you by Rula Shahwan and Taylor Bray.